With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A group of Montana landowners, health advocates, and conservationists have filed a lawsuit seeking to force energy companies to divulge more details about chemicals used in energy production. A 2011 state rule gave companies the discretion to conceal the ingredients of some chemicals they consider trade secrets. Attorney Catherine O'Brien with Earth Justice says the trade secrets exemption violates the Montana Constitution. A delegation of Orthodox Jewish rabbis from the U.S. and Canada is thanking Montana Governor Steve Bullock and state leaders for defending the Jewish community in Whitefish. It was the target of threats and harassment by white supremacists. The rabbis say they plan to counter the threats by sending 4 non-Jewish students to visit Poland's Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial Museum and by mailing the first 5 books of the Torah to every Jewish family in Montana. A Kalispell man who died of injuries suffered in an avalanche in Glacier National Park earlier this month triggered the slide while he was testing the stability of the snowpack. That's according to a report on the January 5th event released by the Flathead Avalanche Center. Killed in the slide was 36-year-old Ben Parsons. A trial's underway in Missoula in the case of the former CEO of Vans, who's charged with defrauding the employee-owned electronics and appliance store, forcing it into bankruptcy. The attorney for George Leslie Manlove told jurors the prosecution isn't telling them the truth and that Manlove did not intend to defraud Vans.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Western Montana's had some lousy air quality recently, but as Edward O'Brien reports, all that's about to change.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Ben Schmidt says the Missoula Valley's air quality started to degrade late last week.
Somewhat appropriately, it all started on Friday the 13th. In the morning that day, we did call a stage 1 air alert.
An inversion was trapping stagnant, dirty air in the valley, and conditions worsened over the next 5 days, presenting potential health risks for the elderly, very young, or people with heart and lung diseases. Missoula's wintertime air can get notoriously grungy, but Schmidt says this time the problem was more widespread than just the Garden City. That's because for the past week, a high-pressure system parked itself over the entire region.
Helena here at Kalispell, it was all over western Montana, this high-pressure system. And what happens under those situations is that you get these pools of really cold, denser air forming in the valley floors. And everything that we generate down in those little pockets of cold air just doesn't leave. That's why the air pollution slowly builds up.
Wood stove and vehicle emissions are the main culprits. It takes a lot of energy to scour that stuff out. Experts say that's finally now starting to happen. That stubborn high pressure system is breaking down, temperatures are rising, and more unstable weather is finally pushing into Montana. There's a trade-off, though. We gain cleaner air, but also stand a good chance of getting some widespread sleet and freezing rain. That could make for dicey driving conditions during Thursday morning's commute. It seems the winter of 2017 just isn't willing to give us a break.
I'm Nate Hedgie. Attorneys for a group of Montana landowners, health advocates, and conservationists have filed a lawsuit seeking to force energy companies to divulge more about the chemicals they use in energy production. Oil and gas industry regulators in September denied a petition to make companies disclose the details on chemicals used during hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. A lawsuit challenging that decision was filed yesterday in state court in Lewis and Clark County. During fracking, companies pump industrial fluids underground to release oil and gas trapped in rock formations. Harmful chemicals in those fluids can threaten water supplies. Under a 2011 state rule, companies have the discretion to conceal the ingredients of chemicals they consider trade secrets. Plaintiff's attorney Catherine O'Brien with Earth Justice says the trade secrets exemption violates the Montana Constitution. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating a suspicious death in extreme northwestern Montana. Sheriff Robbie Bowe says the body of an Idaho man who had been reported missing was found on Monday in the Yak area and was recovered with the help of a search and rescue team. The cause of death is being investigated and an autopsy is planned. The sheriff's office issued a statement today saying the man was reported missing on Monday. The caller said the man had left Sandpoint, Idaho on Friday night with someone from Thompson Falls to make a delivery somewhere in the Yak Valley. The caller reported the missing man said he would be back on Saturday, but had not returned. The man's name and age have not been released. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today announced it's assessing future management plans for the National Bison Range, including transferring control to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Nikki Willett reports.
The federal government bought the 18,000-acre wildlife refuge from the tribes in 1908, a sale that was against the tribes' will. In June, the tribes released draft legislation that would transfer management of the range from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to the tribes. The tribes say the Fish and Wildlife Service approached them about transferring management. Rob McDonald is spokesperson for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes.
To have the opportunity to bring back into the fold and restore the land, I think, restores part of us.
He added the tribes have a strong track record of land and wildlife management and is pleased that record is recognized by the service. The service is now preparing a comprehensive conservation plan and accompanying environmental impact statement in cooperation with the tribes that will outline management goals and recreational activities for the National Bison Range for the next 15 years. The plan considers three courses of action. The preferred option would return control of traditional lands and cultural resources to the tribes. Last May, a group of former employees and concerned citizens joined a lawsuit filed by the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, to stop the tribes from gaining management control. On Wednesday, PEER said the preferred alternative to transfer the range would require legislation outside the service's control. The service is accepting public comment on the scope of its plan and study through February 16th. More information is on our website, mtpr.org.
A Billings lawmaker has proposed legislation to change Montana's open container law to allow passengers in a vehicle to drink alcohol. Republican Representative Daniel Zolnikoff told the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday he did not believe the threat of losing federal highway money should prevent the state from passing what he called common sense legislation. The committee did not act on the bill. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.